今天所读的圣经是来自以弗所书的第六章第一至到第四节。
Our sponsor reading today is from Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1 to 4.
我们会一起读出，先读中文，然后再读英文。
Read first responsibly in Cantonese and then English.
留意中文是没有第三节的，因为第二节将它结在一起。OK? 我们一起读以弗所书第六章第一节。你们作儿女的，要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的，要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。你们作父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
Ephesians 6:1-4, let's read it together. Children, obey your parents because you belong to the Lord, for this is the right thing to do. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. If you honor your father and mother, things will go well for you, and you will have a long life on the earth. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger by the way you treat them. Rather, bring them up with the discipline and instructions that comes from the Lord.
今天没有儿童崇拜，如果小朋友想跟你父母一起坐的，现在可以去。
There's no children worship today, and the children can sit with their parents.
Okay. 钱牧师今日传讲信息的题目是儿童、成年子女和父母。
Today's message is kids, adult, children, and parents.
I'm sure you'll agree with me that it's very important for our existence as a society to know how the parent-child relationship should work.
我们作为一个社会，我们很重要的要知道父母儿女的关系应该是怎样。
How should this relationship look? Parent-child, child-parent. How does, should it function?
父母和儿女的关系应该是怎样运行的呢？
You see, what God says about the parent-child relationship can also help those of us who are not parents and not little children.
神话这个父母和儿女的关系同时间可以帮助那些不是父母或者不是儿女的了。
You know, as I look around the room, and as I know many of you, I know many of you aren't parents.
当我看这里坐的人的时候，我们知道很多都不是父母。
You might not be a parent, but you're a child. In one sense or another, you are a child. You have a mother, you have a father.
可能你不是父母，但是你都是人家的儿女，因为你有父亲，你有母亲。
Now you might be an adult child, grown up, or maybe in between grown up and little, but you're a child.
可能你已经是年成长了的儿女，或者是你逐渐成长紧，但是无论如何，你都是人的儿女。
And you either had to relate as an adult to your elderly parents, or you've had to deal with the influences of your past relationship with your parents.
可能你已经是一个成人，你要去同你的年长的父母这个关系要面对，又或者你要面对着以往你的父母影响你的这个关系。
In other words, God is something for you, irregardless of your parent, if you're not a parent or a little child here.
所以无论你是做人父母的，或者你是儿女的，神也都有说话要对你说。
Because we are all children in one sense or another.
因为我们都是儿女。
In fact, God calls his believers children of God.
事实上神去称呼相信的人是神的儿女。
And so I would encourage you not to tune out. Just because maybe you know these verses, or you're not a child, or you're not a parent, because there's something that God has for you here in His Word.
所以我鼓励你，虽然不是你不是父母，或者已经不是作为小孩子，但是你都留意这段圣经，纵使你已经很熟悉这段圣经。
Because God's Word is life shaping. Life shaping in a relationship.
因为神的话语是去塑造我们的生命，当我们在这个关系的里面。
Faith, you don't mind slide one? Thanks so much. Oh, you got it up there? Thanks. Quick, really quick. Your relationship with your parents has had a big impact on you, on who you are.
你同你嘅父母嘅关系对你嘅影响系好大，直接影响你系边一个。
Of course, knowing God intimately has the biggest impact on a person.
当然系能够认识神，对于呢个人嚟讲系有最大嘅影响。
But I'm sure you would agree with me. Your parental relationship was very influential to your molding, to your shaping as a human being, foundationally.
但系你嘅父母同你嘅关系对你系都有一个好重要嘅影响喺呢个根基嘅里面。
And that's why Scripture.God's word emphasizes a proper relationship between parent and child.
所以神嘅话语强调父母同埋儿女有一个正当嘅关系，正常嘅关系。
And one of those key parts of the Bible that speak about this is Ephesians 6.
其中圣经一段圣经讲到最重要嘅就系以弗所书嘅第六章。
Your parents laid the first foundation concerning life for you.
你的父母在你的生命里面去建立了一个根基。
In fact, most societies in the world have a lot of interest in talking about family relationships.
事实上在世界各地的文化都用很多的时间去讲到家庭的关系。
You know, even in the Western world, popular Western culture says that your family background matters, it shapes you.
甚至乎西方的社会都说你的家庭的关系的背景去塑造你是一个怎样的人。
And that concern about how your relationship with your parents influenced you is necessary and helpful to understand yourself.
要去关心你的家庭，你的父母怎样影响你，其实可以帮助你去明白你是一个怎样的人。
Having said that, it's important, very important for you to look at the scriptures and see what it says concerning your relationship with your parents.
所以我哋好需要去睇下圣经点样讲我哋同父母嘅关系。
And if your parents aren't around anymore, what was the influences, the foundations that have shaped you that you have to deal with today?
又或者你的父母已经不在你的身边，这个父母对你的关系怎样去塑造你作为你现在一个这样的人呢？
You see, if I had to summarize in two questions, it's this. What should children give parents? What should parents give children?
那我总结有两个问题，就是说父母应该要给什么儿女，儿女又应该要给什么父母呢？
I'm sure you guys are very astute. You know. You read Ephesians 6, right? What did it say?
在以弗所书第六章里面讲什么呢？
What's the answer to the first question, right? What should children give parents according to Ephesians 6?
首先是儿女应该要给什么父母呢？
Children should give what? Honor. Honor to parents.
就是说要孝敬父母。
And we're going to look at that very carefully, what that means. But if you look carefully, there's really an application that Paul's doing here with a general principle underneath it. An application of the general principle underneath it here.
咁我哋会解释下孝敬父母系乜嘢，但系保罗呢度所讲嘅就系话喺一个根基嘅意思嘅上边系有一个应用嘅层面。
See, when Paul says children in Ephesians chapter 6, he's using the word that literally means non-adult.
咁喺保罗喺第以弗所书第六章讲到儿女嘅时候，其实嗰个意思就系话唔系成人。
So the apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 6 verses 1 to 3 is talking to kids.
咁所以保罗喺以弗所书第六章一至到三节，其实同小朋友讲紧嘢。
He's talking in verses 1 to 3 Ephesians 6, not to children in general.
佢唔系净系讲一般嘅小孩子。
He's addressing in particular young children.
是讲到年幼的小孩子。
So he's talking to you if you're a youngster here.
那所以你是年幼的朋
友。He says, obey your parents.
他说要顺服你的父母。
And the reason he says you should obey them is what? According to one of the Ten Commandments, the fifth commandment. Honor your father and mother.
为什么要顺服你的父母呢？就是基于十诫里面的第五诫，就是说要孝敬父母。
Now, I want you to notice something very important about that fifth commandment. That fifth commandment is found in Exodus and Deuteronomy in the Old Testament.
咁我有一样嘢要俾你知道，好重要嘅就系话呢个第五条嘅诫命喺出埃及记同埋喺生命记都出现。
Anyone? What does the fifth commandment say?
第五条诫命讲咩话？
if you're 12 and under.
12 岁以下的朋友，小朋友。
Fifth commandment. Come on, speak up, speak up.
Now's your chance.
Honor. Right? Honor your father and mother, right?
孝敬你的父母。
It doesn't say what? It doesn't say even obey your parents there. It doesn't say what? Love your parents. It doesn't say trust your parents. It says honor your parents.
他就说孝敬父母，但他并没有说要顺服你的父母，爱你的父母。
Now, of course, he's addressing in Ephesians 6 to kids, obey your parents, and he says things like that there, right?
在第六章他有说是顺听从父母。
But he's saying, God is saying in Exodus and Deuteronomy, the fifth commandment, laying out principles for us for life. Children of all ages, honor your parents.
但在出埃及记和生命记讲到第五条的诫命的时候，就是建立了一个生命的原则，就是说要孝敬父母。
So it's very important. Paul takes that fifth commandment as a general principle and gives a particular application of that principle to young kids.
所以保罗是将这条第五条的诫命，孝敬父母这条诫命作为一个原则，而在这个原则的之上有一些应用，讲给小朋友听。
Paul, in verse 4, turns and talks to fathers and parents.
然后第四节的时候，保罗就转移向父母去说话。
He gives them a negative and a positive command, right, in verse 4.
他给了一条一条正面和一条禁止的劝谕。
If you don't mind, go back to verse 4, so we have it up there.
我们看第四节。
What's the positive, men, fathers? What does he say to you?
正面的劝诫是什么？他说什么？
Do not provoke your children to anger.
他说不要惹儿女的气。
But, and then gives you what? A positive, right? He's saying, what's Paul saying there? If you fail to do what I'm about to positively charge upon you, there'll be negatives that will happen. Paul's saying, if you fail to do what I'm about to positively charge you upon you, you will negatively provoke your children to anger. That's the negative part, right?
保罗其实是讲紧，如果有啲我正面俾你嘅劝喻你做唔到嘅时候，有啲反面嘅嘢就会发生，就系去惹儿女嘅气发生。
Right? It says in the New Living Translation, right? It says, "Do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up." And he gives you two tools: training, or in the New Living Translation, discipline and instruction.
保罗话唔好惹儿女嘅气，然后跟住就俾咗两样嘅工具佢，就系话要教训同埋警戒，养育佢哋。
He tells parents, and in particular fathers, bring or raise up your children.
佢教导呢个父亲点样去养育佢哋嘅儿女。
That's what parenting is about, according to the Bible.
根据圣经呢个养教养儿女就系咁样。
And verse 4 is saying this: if you don't bring them up, you'll exasperate them.
他说如果你不好地养育教导他的时候，你就会去令到他们走向负面。
If you don't use the discipline and instruction as the tools, you will lead your children to anger.
如果你不用教训和警戒作为这个工具去教导他的时候，你就会去使到他会有怒气。
So that's what are parents to do? According to verse 4, bring them up, right? Raise the children up to adults.
咁作为父亲嘅，你哋要做啲咩嘢咧？要养育佢哋。
Okay, 12 and under children, what are you to do? Look, erase that. Everyone here's a child, right? Everybody's a mother and father. What does that say?
咁作为儿女嘅嘢，你哋要做乜嘢咧？
Honor your parents.
孝敬你嘅父母。
Let's look at children first, because we're all children, as I said, right? We all have a mother and a father, whether you're an adult or a little child. You have a mother and father, you're a child.
我们每一个人都是人家的儿女，所以让我们看看儿女做什么。
Now, not all of us are parents, right? So we're going to look at children first, then parents.
跟着我们会看看父母那边。
So ask yourself this, children. What does this command to children, honor your parents, require?
咁作为儿女嘅孝敬父母呢条嘅诫命系要需要啲乜嘢条件嘅咧
？Second question, why does it require it?
第二就是说为什么要有这些条件。
And thirdly, how can you obey it?
第三就是你怎样可以去跟随它顺服。
Three simple questions, right? What? Why? How?
第一就是有什么东西，第二就是为什么，第三就是可以怎样去做到。
Now because we only have 20 minutes, I have 20 minutes, he has 20 minutes, you know, translation.
25.
I can only, 25, so, you know, I kind of stretch that sometimes 30, but we only can cover only so much in 20 minutes, right? So we're going to cover the what and the why today and the how in 2 weeks, July 3rd.
那我们会在来的这两个礼拜都讲到这个题目，因为呢时间不够，所以律师要分两次讲。
So you ready? First, what? What does it mean? Honor your parents. What does it require?
第一就是孝敬你的父母需要什么呢？
Very important. That fifth commandment doesn't say love your parents, trust your parents, confide in your parents. It doesn't say that.
这第五条的诫命并没有说要爱你的父母，要相信你的父母。
It doesn't say admire, enjoy your parents, or trust in them. It doesn't even say obey them. Why? Why?
并没有说去敬仰他们，去爱他们。为什么呢？甚至乎没有说要顺服他们。
Slide 3, please. The Ten Commandments are 10 principles.
十条的诫命其实是十条的原则。
They're supposed to have you and the world you live in, society,to live life according to those principles.
我们的生命和这个世界怎样运作，其实应该是基于这十条的原则。
They're absolute principles.
是一个绝对的原则。
They are true for everybody at all times.
是对于每一个人，每一个时候都是一个真理。
So the Ten Commandments aren't just addressed to little kids.
所以这十条的诫命不是只是对这些小朋友去讲。
A whole society,like ours, is supposed to be able to build upon these principles.
我们整个的社会是应该建基在这十条的原则上面。
So to say love your parents rather than honor, if it was in the fifth commandment, in a sense of feeling affection to them is impossible in certain situations, right?
其实讲到第五条的诫命是孝敬你的父母，但是要爱你的父母在某些情况其实我们做不到。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because some parents are evil.
因为有些父母是邪恶。
The crazed gunman, Orlando, Florida, fresh in your memories, 1 week ago, was a parent, an evil parent.
刚刚一个礼拜之前在佛罗里达州这个开枪的凶徒，他自己都是父母，父亲。
That's why the principles of the Ten Commandments addressed to all children, adults, adult children, little children,just to all of us, says honor. It doesn't say obey, love, trust in.
所以第五条诫命是用孝敬你的父母，并没有说要爱要相信。
I don't think the child of that gunman, the terrorist, is going to grow up and admire his father.
我不相信这个枪手他的儿女长大之后会去敬仰会去爱他的父亲。
That would be impossible unless he denied the truth.
这个是很难去相信，除非他不愿意接受这个开枪的事件这个真实。
Okay. I can't emphasize this enough. You need to understand the fifth commandment doesn't say to trust your parent. It says to honor them.
第五条诫命没有讲到你要相信你的父母，他只是说要孝敬你的父母。
Because the Ten Commandments are principles laid out for whole societies.
因为这十条诫命是这个社会的原则。
That's the reason the Fifth Commandment doesn't say admire, trust, love, obey.
所以第五条诫命并没有说要去敬仰他，要爱他，要去顺服他。
Because as you and I know, relationships are complicated.
因为你和我都知道人的关系是复杂。
Parent-child relationship is not easy.
父母和儿女的关系不容易。
It goes through tremendous changes as you get older.
当你成长的时候，经历了很多的改变。
Obviously, there's a big difference between a little toddler and a 45-year-old adult child.
一个两三岁的小孩子和一个四五十岁的成年人，他们作为儿女当然是很不同。
You relate to your parents differently at certain stages of life.
在你生命的不同的阶段，你和你的父母的关系都要有不同。
Guys, slide 4. It tells little children to obey their parents. Ephesians 6, right?
以弗所書第六章, 他說你要順服你的父母,
it also says there's a time in which, as is also in Ephesians, to leave your father and mother and cleave to your spouse.
但也有一個時間, 以弗所書第六章說到要離開父母和你的配偶,
both are in the Bible.
雙方都在聖經裡面說到,
so there's a time in which you have to get out from underneath the influences of your parental authority when you're an adult.
所以当你成人的时候，这个时间，有一个时间你要离开你个父母的影响。
Because you're starting a new family unit.
因为你自己会开始一个新的家庭。
You leave to cleave. Leave the parents, cleave to your spouse.
你离开你个父母，从你个配偶结合。
That's spelled out in another part of the letter to the Ephesians.
在以弗所書的另一個部分也提到,
now the Ten Commandments are principles to live your entire life upon.
十條的戒命是講到我們如何活出我們的生命作為一個原則,
and so stages in life change.
生命的階段不同,
and the Bible isn't going to say to obey parents throughout your entire life.
聖經沒有說你整個生命都要去聽從你的父母,
that's because sometimes you obey and sometimes you can't obey as an adult.
因为作为你的成人，你有时可以去听从，有时你不能够听从。
The Bible's not going to say to love when your parent is evil.
圣经又没有说，当这个父母去邪恶的时候，你可以爱他。
Some parents are evil, but some parents are wonderful.
有些父母是好好，有些父母差。
It's not going to say trust because some parents are trustworthy, but some parents aren't.
圣经又没有说你要相信你的父母，因为有些父母是不能够被相信。
So what does the fifth commandment, honor your parents, mean? What does it mean?
第五条诫命要孝敬父母是什么意思呢?
Well, you have to distinguish between all these other things, trust, love, obey, with honor.
所以你要分开去认清楚孝敬和爱、相信、依靠这个分别。
By the way, if you don't do this, your conscience will get to you.
如果你不是这样做的时候，你的良知会去对你说话。
You'll feel miserable. It will gnaw and get to you. Eventually, you'll go crazy.
最终你会受苦。
Honor is a moral choice.
孝敬父母是一个道德的选择。
Honor has nothing to do with your feelings.
孝敬父母并不是跟你的感觉有关。
It's unsentimental. It's a matter of choice.
是一个选择。
It has nothing to do with your feelings, with your condition.
和你的状况和你的感受没关系。
Slide 5, please. Honor is a decision to treat your parents with dignity, with courtesy.
孝敬父母就是说你决定以尊严和以礼貌去对待他们。
It's a decision to provide long-term loyalty for their best interests.
就是说决定是长时间的去忠于为了他们最好的 状况而去做决定。
There's a distinction, right? A distinction between obeying, affection, trust, confiding, and in contrast to honor, there's a difference.
相对于孝敬这个字来讲，这个爱，去顺服，去相信，是有不同。
You can give a person honor without those other things.
你可以去孝敬这个父母而没有带着其他这几样东西。
Let me give you a couple of examples. Lots of adult children, again, I'm a pastor, I know, a lot of people tell me, a lot of adult children have manipulative, controlling, abusive parents.
很多年长的儿女,他们有一些父母,他们喜欢控制他们,喜欢虐待他们。
And the adult children say to themselves, adult children now, grown-ups, if I honor my parents, then I'll come back under their authority.
这些年长的儿女都说,如果我去孝敬他们,去顺服他们的时候,我就好像回到他们的管辖之下。I
can't listen to them anymore.
我不可以再听从他们。I
can't let them control me anymore.
我不可以再被他们控制。They
tell me, if I honor them, I'll be under them, they say.
他们说,如果我孝敬他们的时候,我就在他们的掌管之下。
And you know what I tell them? That's not true. It's not true.
咁我點同呢啲成長嘅兒女去講咧？你話我話呢個係唔係真嘅
？Because there's a distinction between listening and honouring.
因為想你要聽從佢哋同埋去孝敬佢哋係有唔同。
Right? Because God doesn't expect an adult child to always listen to their parent when they're adults.
因为神并没有期待这些年长的儿女当你成长了之后还要听他们的父母说话
You don't have to approve them
你不需要去认同他们
You don't have to confide in them
你不需要在他们的管辖之下
You don't have to listen to them
你不需要聆听他们
But you must according to the fifth commandment honor them
但是根据第五条的诫命你必须要孝敬他们
You must treat them with respect with dignity
你一定要以尊严去尊重佢哋。
You can show them a kind of loyalty then.
你可以俾佢哋睇到你系忠于佢哋。
You know, adolescent children, teens make the opposite mistake of this.
好多嘅年青人对于呢个诫命有误解。
Again, I'm speaking to the teens here now. Adolescent teenage children, they say this. Well, okay, I'll obey. You know, I'll knuckle under, but.I'm not going to honor them. I'm going to fuss.
好多呢啲年轻人，佢话 ：OK， 我可以去听从佢哋，但系我一定会系好唔中意嘅。
I'm going to complain. I'm going to pout. I'm not going to talk to them.
我一定会发脾，我一定会去投诉，我唔同佢哋讲说话。
I'll obey.
我会听佢哋讲。
I'll obey, but I'm not going to like it.
我会听从佢哋，但系我唔中意佢哋。
If I'm going to obey them, that's enough.
如果我只要听从他们那就算数了去到这里而已
They can't punish me for being sullen or cold
他不可以去惩罚我们只不过因为我对他们的冷漠
Now that's true, they can't
这个是真的他们不可以惩罚你
But if you say that as a teen you're missing what God is saying
但如果你这样讲的时候你就错失了神对你讲的这段说话
He's saying it's the honor that's important It's the honor that's important In fact, the obedience is supposed to flow out of the honor.
事实上，你顺服父母呢样嘢，其实应该要喺孝敬父母嘅里边去流自然嘅流露出嚟。
You have to make that distinction, or your conscience will get to you.
你一定要去将呢两样嘢分别出嚟。
There are plenty of reasons why you can't listen to your parents once you grow up as an adult.
当你成长成为成人嘅时候，有好多嘅原因你唔能够听你嘅父母。
Suppose you become a Christian and they're not.
譬如你成为基督徒而你的父母不是
You know what I hear constantly, especially in ethnic churches? They say, oh, my parent doesn't understand me. And they think the church is taking me away from them.
很多时候我听到这些儿女所说的说话就说我父母不理解我以为教会将我从他们的里面拿走。
Or if you're influenced more by Western culture, they say, my parents think I'm crazy. I say I'm following Christ. They say, you're nuts.
又或者有啲西方人嘅教会里边，佢话我父母都傻咗啦，因为我同佢哋讲我跟随耶稣基督。
Or on a more serious note, what happens if your parents have a distorted understanding about relationships?
又或者如果呢个父母对于呢个关系嘅理解一个错误，有个歪曲嘅
，and you realize how pathological their guidance was.
你可以想象到他们对你的指引是几咁有问题。
See, you no longer can listen as an adult if they're distorting what relationships should be according to the Bible.
如果他们对于圣经所讲这个关系一个错误的观念，你不可以再去听他们所讲。
And we usually do two things when faced with pathological behavior. You know what we do?
当我们去面对这些病态的行为的时候，我们会做什么呢？
When it comes to our past relationships with our parents,
当我们对于相对于同父母的关系的里面
one is the force field pulls up, self-defense.
第一就是说我们要自我去防卫
You get very cold, very distant from them.
你会同他们保持距离，变得很冷漠
Or you might even, when you debate them and argue with them, belittle them.
又或者你当他们同他们辩论的时候，你看低他们
Or another thing that is very apparent, and professionals will tell you, mental health professionals will tell you, you're completely tied to them. You're under their thumb constantly.
又或者你从他们是完全的被他们控制。
The Bible says you should do not do either of those things.
聖經話你唔應該做你頭先所講嘅任何一樣嘢。
On the one hand, you should not listen to them. You should not obey them when their pathological patterns of irregular behavior.
當佢哋有呢啲唔正常嘅行為嘅時候，你唔應該再聽佢哋説話。
You should not listen to their authority.
唔應該再喺佢哋嘅主權之下。
But you must, says God, respect them.
但係你要尊重佢哋。
You have to treat them with dignity.
你要以尊嚴去對待佢哋。
You have to show them as much as you possibly can loyalty.
你要俾佢哋睇到你依然係忠於佢哋。
If you don't make that distinction, the relationship will continue to explode.
如果你冇將呢樣嘢分開嘅時候，你嘅關係遲早會爆炸。
And if you don't make that distinction, society falls apart. You know that.
如果你唔係將呢樣嘢分開嘅時候，呢個社會會去
When there's no respect or honor to parents, society crumbles.
當冇尊重父母，冇孝敬父母嘅時候，呢個社會崩潰。
That's the basis of every kind of respect and honor. It's every kind of authority needs respect and honor, right?
每一種嘅主權都應該要得到尊重。
So the fifth commandment requires us, God demanding upon us, to honor our parents.
所以第五條嘅戒命要求我哋去孝敬父母。
Irregardless of your age,
無論你係咩嘅年紀,
or your circumstances,
或者你嘅處境,
you must, according to God, honor your parents.
根據聖經，你要去孝敬父母。
Okay, enough of that. What? Why? That's the what. Why? Why does this command? Why do we have to do it? Why is it required?
點解要咁樣做呢? 點解有咁嘅要求呢?
Why would God command all children to honor their parents?
點解神要求所有嘅兒女去孝敬父母呢?
There are a lot of people, I know some of you are not going to like this, who say the reason children must honor their parents is because of blood.
好多人話兒女要孝敬父母因為血緣嘅關係。
Many cultures. Many societies say that this is my own flesh and blood. That's the reason they give.
好多嘅社會都話，因為佢係我哋骨肉。
In many cultures, they're supposed to be in awe because there's a blood relationship.
好多社會都講到，因為呢個係血緣嘅關係，所以需要孝敬。
And a lot of you and your parents use that line of reasoning.
好多父母都用呢個去作為一個去解釋呢樣嘢。
This is the reason, like, this is my own flesh and blood. You came out of my body. That means what?
你係我嘅骨肉，你喺我度出嚟，咩意思咧？
I'm sorry, that's not a biblical sentiment. It isn't.
呢個唔係聖經所講。
Lots of cultures, lots of ethnic groups, lots of religions put a big deal on blood, right?
好多嘅文化，唔同嘅文化，好多嘅宗教，花好多時間去講到血緣嘅關係。
Slide 6.
好着重呢樣嘢。
Adoption is central in the Bible. You are an adopted child of God by faith. Adoption is at the center of the Bible.
但是收養、認養才是聖經的中心。我們都是神所收養回來的兒女。
If you're a believer, the Bible says you're adopted as a child of God in Jesus Christ, your elder brother.
神話如果你是信徒的時候，你是藉著耶穌基督，他是我們的長兄，被我們神去收養我們成為他的兒女。
The Bible says the fact that you sprung out of the flesh and sprung out of the loins of a particular person, your parent, your mom, is not really the thing that ties you, according to the Bible.
根據聖經，你在你的父母的血緣裡面去出來，這個不是才是，不是對你是最重要。
Now, saying this in the context of honor, you got to remember the context. Honor is a moral choice.
我講緊呢樣嘢係喺呢個孝敬父母呢樣嘢之下去講嘅。呢個係一個道德嘅決定。
It's not about blood.
呢個唔係血緣，講到血緣嘅問題。It's
an ethic, a moral choice, honor.
一個道德嘅決定。And
there are people who get very excited, right, about finding their real father, finding their real mother. People get very into pedigree, life, you know, lifelines, bloodlines, right?
有啲人好 熱衷於去找到他們的祖先是誰，他們的血緣是誰，找到他們真正的父母是誰，他們覺得很興奮。
That's an unbiblical sentiment.
這個不是聖經所說的重要的東西。
So your parents are the one who raised you, right? They raised you.
譬如你的父母 去養大你。
Your parents are the ones who are teaching you, bringing you up.
你的父母是教導你去養大你。
So biblically, an adopted father, an adopted child is just as much a real family bond as a biological, a natural one.
根據聖經所講，這個父母去收養兒女回來，那個關係其實跟這個血緣的關係一樣。
It's very important to look and to see for yourself in the Bible.
這個你要自己去看清楚這件事。
There's no other religion in the world that puts adoption at the center of salvation, as the Christian religion does.
在世界上没有其他的宗教，好像基督教这样，将收养这个意思摆在这个拯救的赎罪这件事上。
The Bible again and again says, I love you, my child, as if you were my real son.
圣经说神爱我们好像爱我哋好似系真正嘅儿女一样。
I accept you as if you were my real son.
我接纳你好似系我真正嘅儿女一样。
God doesn't play favorites.
神唔会偏待人。
See, many people in the world say it's about blood, right?
好多人世界上好多人讲到系血缘关系。
They say that's why you honor. It's about blood.
佢话因为血缘关系，所以你要孝敬父母。
Or they say in the world you honor because your parents were wiser than the children.
又或者啲人讲话你去孝敬父母，因为你个父母比你个儿女系更加聪明。
You ever look at the news?
有冇睇下新闻？
Sadly, to say that isn't necessarily true, right? Wiser, it's not necessarily true.
我哋睇新闻嘅时候就会留意到呢个唔一定系真嘅。
Really sadly, look at the news. Sadly to say, there are some foolish parents that their kids are smarter than them.
我哋睇新闻都睇到好多愚蠢嘅父母，佢哋儿女比佢哋更加聪明。
You see, it's wrong just to say it's about blood or it's pragmatic.
所以我哋唔可以话就单单系因为血缘嘅关系，或者系单单系因为父母更加聪明。
And the Bible gives you the reason why to honor, why you should honor your parents in verse 1 of our text.
圣经俾我哋睇到第一节就讲到我哋点解要孝敬父母。
Let's go back to verse 1.
我哋去翻第一节。
It's right there. What does it say?
嗰度讲乜嘢咧？
For it is right. You honor. It's a moral choice. For it is right.
佢话呢个系理所当然嘅，系啱嘅。
Because again, it's about moral order of the entire universe.
呢个系一个道德嘅决定。
That's why God structured in that way. A society cannot exist without parental honor.
所以这个社会不能够存在，如果没有去孝敬父母这个事情。
See, the essence of being a parent is to be a teacher.
作为父母其实就好像要做老师一样。
And the Christian model of a parent is a parent supposed to have enough authority to teach the children what's right, what's wrong.
在基督徒的里面，这个父母就是说要有足够的权柄去教导儿女什么是对什么是错。
Parents teach their children what's valuable, what life's about, what are they ought to be doing in life, and what they aren't supposed to be doing.
父母应该要教导儿女他们的生命是应该是怎样，什么是对什么是错，他们应该做什么，不应该做什么。
Because the purpose of your parental authority is to raise up the children and get them out into the world, out of your authority.
因为这个父母的权柄，他有一个责任，就是要养大这个儿女，让他这个儿女出到社会里面，离开他们的权柄。
You know, the only authority the Bible recognizes is servant authority.
圣经里面唯一认同的权柄就是一个奴仆的权柄。
And what that means in the context of a parent-child relationship is a commitment to raise up the child to be on their own.
那在这个父母的关系的里面的意思是什么呢？就是说你要去教导他们，养大他们。
Now, we're creatures of habit, right?
我们各人都有一个自己的习性。
Every single person here has been influenced by our cultures and by our upbringing.
我哋每一个人都曾经被我哋嘅文化所影响。
And history tells us the traditional family was the authoritarian family.
圣经历史讲俾我哋听，我哋传统嘅家庭就系我对我哋有权柄嘅。
If you scan the pages of world history, the father in many cultures, it was astonishing. He had the right to kill his children.
咁你睇好多嘅历史嘅里边，你睇到呢个父亲原来有个权柄可以去杀害佢嘅儿女。
That's utterly unbiblical.
这个并不合乎圣经。
But that's what the traditional family model was.
但很多时候传统的家庭的观念就是这样。
The Bible nowhere allows that.
圣经知道什么样东西才可以。
And you even see glimmers of that in traditional families today, the authoritarian model.
总之现在在这个年代，在这个传统的家庭里面，我们仍然看到这种的想有至高权柄的模式是怎样。
It's not the biblical model.
这个不是圣经所说。
And then came the industrial revolution. It kind of messed up people in the other direction, right?
然后来到这个工业革命的年代，是改变了人的关系。
Because for the first time, fathers left the home to go to work, to earn money.
因为在那个年代，这些父亲就离开家出去打工，去赚钱。
And prior to that, right, prior to the industrial revolution, bothThe father and mother did economic productivity together.
而在工业革命之前，这个父母其实原来他们是一起去为这个家庭去生产，为到他这个家庭去赚钱。
If they were farmers, they farmed together.
如果他们是农夫的时候，他们一起耕种。
If they were shoemakers, they made shoes together.
如果是做鞋的时候，他们一起去做鞋。
And the father and mother raised the children.
由父母一起去养大儿女。
But industrial revolution happened, right?
由工业革命开始。
And now fathers are remote from child rearing.
父亲就离开养育儿女这个范畴。
In fact, you see, a lot of influence in our present society with a lot of what happened.
这件事是影响了我们的社会很深。
Because the modern parent today kind of farms out their children to the expert.
因为现在的社会的模式就是说，很多时候将父母将儿女怎样教导儿女呢，是给专家去。
You see, send them off to boarding school. Send them here, send them there to the expert.
他说将他们去送去寄宿学校，给人去教他们。
That's not the biblical model.
这个也不是圣经所说。
Ephesians 1, Ephesians 4 clearly says both parents are responsible to raise the children.
第一节第四节，两父母两边都应该要一起去养大儿女。
In fact, verse 4 puts the onus on the dad.
甚至乎第四节将这件事是摆在父亲的身上。
Because God will hold you, father, head of the household, responsible.For what happens and what doesn't happen in your home, we hold you responsible.
因为神要这个父亲去负责，在这个家庭里面去发生什么，怎样发生，这个父亲要负责。
I'm out of time, and many of you are probably thankful that I'm out of time today.
我们差不多讲完了，那应该很高兴。
Hopefully that's not always the case, but you never know. Right?
希望不是这样。
And there's a lot more of the whys and the hows, but I'm going to have to stop here. But let me just say this in closing.
然后我结束的时候这样说。
What will ultimately make all of us more in tune with the way God wants us to function as a parent and as a child?
有什么可以帮助我们去跟从神对一个父母和儿女关系的期望？
It's to experience the love of God the Father, right?
就是去经历神这个父亲天父。
And what better narrative to remind us of that than Luke 15, the prodigal son?
路加福音第十五章这个浪子这个比喻给我们一个很好的提醒。
Again, I have to be brief here, but the prodigal son finally realizes after squandering his father's wealth to turn back, go back to the father's house.
这个浪子离开家庭，离开他的家庭，花尽了他父亲给他的钱之后，他回来了家。
He has a change of heart.
他的心改变了。
He experiences tremendous hardship, right?
他经历到很多的困难，很多的苦难。
The prodigal son is so poor. He has to eat what pigs eat.
这个浪子要吃喂猪的食物。
Right? He's eating husks.Without the kernels on the corn that are given to pigs.
他吃的那些是豆荚，其实应该拿来喂猪的。
And he comes to his senses. He's humbled by God.
他来到一个地步，他被神去将他谦卑下来。
And he says, I just want to go home. I want to be a servant in my dad's house.
他说我只是想回家，我宁愿做我父亲家里面的一个仆人。
And what does the father do at the first sight? He's on the porch. He's waiting. He's looking for his son. And at the first sight of a little speck, he says, "That could be him."
这个父亲做乜嘢咧？就喺屋内边一路去等，望住，希望佢儿子翻嚟。当佢见到佢嘅身儿子嘅身影嘅时候，佢话咩？呢个系可能系佢嘅仔。
And he sees him, and he starts running towards the son.
当他看到他的儿子的时候，他就向他的儿子去跑去。
Of course, you know the story. He welcomes him back, hugs him. I'm going to throw the biggest block party ever.
这个父亲去迎接他回来，去为他开了一个大的宴会。
You know, back then when you had a celebration, you invited the whole community.
在那个时代，当有一个庆祝的时候，你请了那个社区的人一起来。
And so he slays the fatted calf, which again is very valuable back then.
他劏了一只肥牛，在当时来说是很有价值的。
Invites people, come.
然后邀请人来。
Celebrate.
一起庆祝。
Because my lost son has come home.
因为我失去的儿子现在回来了。
Do you know anything about that kind of love?
你知不知道这种爱是怎样的呢？
That's the Father's love. The Heavenly Father's love for the Christian.
这个就是天父对于基督徒的爱。
Have you tasted and seen any of that?
你有没有看到？
Recently?
在你最近你有没有看到经历过呢？
Come into the Father's presence through the Son.Jesus Christ, through His work, through His person on the cross.
藉着耶稣基督的工作在十架上面成就的，来到父亲的面前。
Come, adopted one. Come into His presence. Experience His unconditional love for you.
我们被收养的来到神的面前，来到神的里面，经历他无条件的爱。
Because he will treat you, adopted one, as if you were the real firstborn son.
因为神会对待你，你被收养，会对待你好像是他自己所生的一样。
Oh Father, I pray that you soften hearts here.
天父，我们求你去软化我们的心。
That my friends here would know of your unconditional love.
而我们认识到你无条件的爱。
And that they would know that you're waiting for them to return home.
让我们知道你是等着他们回来家。
To be close to the Father through the elder brother Jesus.
藉着长子耶稣基督，我们可以更加亲近你。
Father, on this Father's Day, yes, we want to honor our parents.
在这个父亲节里面，我们知道我们要孝敬父母。
But ultimately, we want to be close to the Heavenly Father.
但是始终我们更加希望，我们更加接近我们的天父。
Solution to our problems and the problems of our society.
这个就是解决我们的问题，解决这个社会的问题的方法。
Oh Lord, we plead with you today.
天父，我们恳求你。
Please do a great work in our lives.
在我们生命里面行大事。
For Jesus' sake.
为耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.